It may be a bit too early in the year for music festivals, but it's always the right time for a science festival. This month, I went along to the Imperial College Festival to check out a fantastic range of exhibitions and events, covering everything from quantum physics to infertility. One stand that caught my eye had a big computer screen covered with a spiralling interactive tree of life. I asked its developer, James Rosendell, to walk me through it at the rather noisy launch event.
This is a visualisation of life on Earth and how it's related through evolution. So we've got amphibians, mammals at the top, and then reptiles to the right and birds underneath. And you need to think of this as being rather like a map. So you can zoom into an area and see further detail. So zoom in and then you start to see.
We've got some monkeys, old world monkeys, apes and humans, tarsiers, lemurs, primates. Ooh, there we go. Flying lemurs, tree shrews.
Okay, well, I'll show you the path to humans. So if we start from the top, these are tetrapods. That means 4 feet. And that includes the amphibians, mammals, reptiles and birds. There's a lot more life than that on the planet, of course. But if we zoom in on mammals, first of all, now we see these details appearing. And within those, we can see primates. So we're amongst them. We can see our sisters, rodents, dormice.
We got bats and I believe there was up there, those armadillos, my favourite animals. So where do we go
from here?
Well,
let's go to armadillos then, if they're your favourites, because I actually also love armadillos. So let's just go here. Now, you may or may not have known, but an armadillo is actually quite closely related to anteaters and sloths. Together, they're a closely related group.
And are all these relationships, they're worked out by looking at the genetics of the animals and how closely they're related?
Yes, they are. Although there are some relationships in here that have been guessed based on the naming of the species. So if we just look at the armadillos, you can see that actually a lot of people would think that an armadillo is just one species. But in fact, there are 20 species of armadillo in here, including some very weird sounding ones like the screaming hairy armadillo, the large hairy armadillo, and
I saw where's the greater fairy armadillo? That is super cool.
Unfortunately, we don't have an image of that one.
So how does making trees like this, whether they're beautifully displayed like this or the kind of things that scientists might look at, how does this help us understand the diversity of life that's on this planet?
Well, from the perspective of a scientist, you can collect all this amazing data and you might be able to analyse it with a computer, but if you can't get it into your human brain to think about it, then you miss out on using that intuition to notice patterns. So as a scientist, I think it's important to be able to visualise your data in order to find out what's going on. But I think there's another greater use for this, which is to show the general public and also as an educational tool the marvellous diversity of life on Earth, how it's related, and also because the colours here correspond to extinction risk, how much at risk from extinction many of these species are.
And is this available online for people to play with and explore?
Yes, absolutely. It's available at the website www.onezoom.org. And we're about to launch another version of it, which enables people to build their own family trees to see their more closer relatives, and that's at www.zoompass.org. That will be coming to you very soon.
James Rosendell